SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
आज हमारे साथ जुड़ी हैं मीना सिंह, जो विक्टोरिया की कमिश्नर फॉर एबोरिजिनल पीपल एंड यंग चिल्ड्रन हैं, जो बताएंगी नेशनल रिकंसिलिएशन वीक के बारे में। पर गौर करने वाली बात यह है कि मीना एक मिक्स्ड हेरिटेज से हैं। मीना की माँ एक एबोरिजिनल योरता महिला हैं और उनके पिता भारतीय पृष्ठभूमि से हैं। विक्टोरिया लीगल एड में एबोरिजिनल सर्विसेज की एसोसिएट डायरेक्टर रह चुकी मीना कई कानूनी सेवाओं में एबोरिजिनल कार्यक्रमों का नेतृत्व करके उनके अधिकारों के लिए एक मजबूत आवाज बनी हुई है। आज हमने उनसे जाना नेशनल रिकंसिलिएशन वीक के बारे में, क्यों इसे मनाया जाता है, क्यों जरूरी है इसके इतिहास को समझना, खासकर से अगर आप ऑस्ट्रेलिया में रहते हैं। हमने मीना से ये भी जानने की कोशिश करी कि प्रवासी भारतीय किस तरह से इस आवाज को सपोर्ट कर सकते हैं। आइए सुनते हैं ये अंश जो है अंग्रेजी भाषा में। What is the meaning of National Reconciliation Week and why do we celebrate it?
I think since the referendum, Reconciliation Week has changed a lot for a lot of people. I think especially for First Nations people. You know, Reconciliation Week is bookmarked by two important anniversaries. So the week starts with the 27th of May, which is the anniversary of the 1967 referendum, which saw Aboriginal people be included in the national census and also saw change to the constitution to allow the Commonwealth government to make laws about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Mm-hmm. And then the end of Reconciliation Week is the 3rd of June, which is what's known as Mabo Day, which is the day or the anniversary of the day that the High Court handed down its decision in the Mabo case to legally find that Australia was not terra nullius, was not uninhabited when the British invaded. So I think it's really important to look at what those two dates mean about understanding the history of this country and understanding the exclusion that Aboriginal people have historically experienced and the disadvantage that continues today because of that prior exclusion.
You did mention about terra nullius. I'm sorry if I'm getting the pronunciation wrong. Yeah. Can you elaborate more and maybe fix it if I've said it wrong?
Yeah, so terra nullius is the idea that a country was uninhabited, that there was no one in a country who exercised some sort of form of legal control or government or worked the land in a particular way. And what history knows, of course, and what Aboriginal people have known, of course, and most people know, is that when the British arrived in Australia, when other people came to Australia before that, Australia is a continent of hundreds of nations, individual with their own languages, laws, systems of government, of control, and that in many, many different ways, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people worked the land in ways that demonstrated use of the land. So what the Mabo decision did was it looked at a specific situation on Mer Island and looked at how Torres Strait Islander people used the land. And the key thing about that case was that basically the law was catching up to historically what everyone had known, that there had always been Aboriginal people here on this continent exercising forms of government, of control, society, law, a whole range of things. It just wasn't recognized when the British came.
How is this, you know, National Reconciliation Week evolved over the years, and what kind of impact has it had on reconciliation efforts in Australia?
Early sort of reconciliation movements came you know, very much from churches and from wanting to create better relationships between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, and also recognition of the history of this country, that Aboriginal people have been excluded in so many different ways from the history of this country and from inclusion in this country. And Reconciliation Week is really about non-Aboriginal people understanding that history of Aboriginal people and understanding the circumstances and the issues that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people face today. In my role, I'm the Commissioner for Aboriginal Children and Young People in Victoria. In Victoria, we have incredible rates of overrepresentation of our children being removed from their family, and that's, you know, part of the legacy of the stolen generation and acts of forced removal of children from their families. You know, things that we would hope would never happen again are still happening. And Reconciliation Week is really about an opportunity for non-Aboriginal people to stop and learn and listen, hear Aboriginal voices. You know, so I encourage lots of people to read lots of different things, to attend reconciliation events, to understand, you know, that Aboriginal people, when we call for things like justice.
So, you know, you mentioned about recognizing the efforts and people need to contribute. So how can people like us, you know, people like me and other Indians who are listening to the show today, or the migrants, how can they participate in a week like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I would encourage people to look at the National Reconciliation Week website and see what events might be happening in their local areas. Mm-hmm. Have a look at their local council pages or other community groups that are doing things. Lots of different workplaces will have events, but I really encourage people to look for those community events that bring people together. But I especially ask people to do some learning themselves and to use this time, and all time, any time is as good as now, to really learn. There's amazing, you know, we have NITV, a TV channel that is dedicated to First Nations stories and news. I encourage people to watch that, because there's amazing content on that goes into what our life is really like, what challenges we face, but also the strength and the resilience and the brilliance of our community. But I also encourage people to, you know, read things from, you know, spaces like Indigenous X, or, you know, pick up a book by an Aboriginal author, and just understand some, you know, just different perspectives, and recognize that, you know, one thing I will definitely say people should do is, in Victoria right now, we've got the Yuruk justice hearings going on. And Yuruk is about creating a record of colonisation in Victoria, about what happened when the British came and invaded this country, and the experiences of Aboriginal people. So I encourage people to have a look at some of the videos of the hearings, and hear some of the stories from elders about experiences that they had. And also just encourage people to think about what would they feel like if that was happening to their own family, or if that was part of their own history, and how they might feel about things. It's really important people connect with these issues from the heart, you know, rather than just intellectually, that people really feel some of the issues that we talk about.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad, or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
ये आपने सुना इस साक्षात्कार का पहला भाग। दूसरे भाग में मीना बताएंगी किस तरह से हम जैसे भारतीय प्रवासी लोग इस सामाजिक कारण यानी कॉज से जुड़ सकते हैं, और ये भी जानेंगे कि क्या संबंध है एबोरिजिनल और भारतीय लोगों में। आप सुन रहे हैं मीना सिंह को, जो कि हैं विक्टोरिया की कमिश्नर फॉर एबोरिजिनल पीपल एंड यंग चिल्ड्रन। पहले भाग में उन्होंने हमें बताया नेशनल रिकंसिलिएशन वीक के बारे में, जो बनाया जा रहा है इस हफ्ते यानी 27 मई से 3 जून तक। अब जानते हैं मीना से भारतीय प्रवासी एबोरिजिनल्स को अपना समर्थन कैसे दे सकते हैं और क्या है संबंध एबोरिजिनल्स और भारतीय लोगों में।
Very well said, Meena, because you said it's there's a need to be more open, like open up a dialogue about this. A lot of, I feel as a representative of Indian migrant population, we are very hesitant to go about because we're also not sure, we don't want to hurt anyone's sentiment. So besides knowing a bit about the original art, there's not much exposure. So that's why the reason to ask you, what can people like us do? We do feel connected, but there's not much awareness on what activities one can do.
I would also encourage people, if you're in Melbourne, to get to places like Bundjalaka at the Melbourne Museum. It's an amazing part of the Melbourne Museum that's dedicated to Aboriginal history and culture. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful place to learn. Go to places like the Koori Heritage Trust at Federation Square in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many different physical places that people can go and immerse yourself in knowledge. It's so important to approach these things with an open heart and to think about what's the connection that I want to make out of this? What's important for me to understand and learn from?
And you know, the connection that you're talking about, you yourself are from a mixed heritage. So
yeah,
you have the Indian background, and I feel in a sort of a way, the ancestry and the history is very similar. We also feel as Indians, there's a certain, not trying to say that other communities and other civilizations don't, but there's a certain sense of respect for ancestors. We also have traditions wherein we have a certain day wherein we pray for our ancestors. I remember growing up, Mom used to talk about an ancestor day where we have a certain food that we'll have, and we'll pray in the morning to my fathers and grandfathers saying thank you for this beautiful life, you know. So
And that's the thing to focus on, those connections, those things that we hold similar to one another. And, my dad's Indian, he's from Fiji, my grandfather, his father's from Jaipur and Rajasthan, and my mother's Yorta Yorta, Aboriginal. Mm. And, you know, the things that I've seen from Aboriginal and Indian cultures that connect us are the most important things, not the differences, not the things that, you know, set us apart from one another. And of course, obviously, both Australia and India have had the history of British colonization and British, you know, rule and invasion. And for Australia, it continues effectively. Mm. And, you know, we're not a republic or anything. We're still part of the monarchy. But there's that shared understanding of what it means for a foreign power to come in. So I think, you know, there's so much, I think, that we need to draw on in terms of our connections, our similarities, than what separates us.
Absolutely. So, Meena, there was another thing that came to my mind. Every year, there's a theme to the National Reconciliation Week, like we've had Better Together, the Change Makers. And now this year, we have Now More Than Ever.
Yeah.
So if you can elaborate, what's the theme all about?
I think the theme can mean different things to different people, but I think with the outcome of the referendum last year and nearly two-thirds of voting Australians saying no to constitutional recognition and a voice to Parliament for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, I think the theme now more than ever is that now more than ever is we have to keep the fire going, keep
our spirit
going, but also keep on understanding what it is that we actually mean and what reconciliation means. You know, I said earlier, you know, reconciliation is about non-Aboriginal people understanding our history and understanding the pain that we've had. And the referendum outcome was incredibly painful for so many of it, of us.
Sure.
It was a really, really difficult time. It still is for so many of us. And, you know, after the referendum, Professor Marcia Langton, amazing Indigenous woman, said, reconciliation is dead, and I can understand that. And about why do we try? Why do we continue making effort? And, you know, so I think now more than ever is it's not about Aboriginal people. It's really about non-Aboriginal people. Now more than ever, we need to see non-Aboriginal people as allies. We need to see them wanting, you know, justice outcomes, wanting equitable outcomes for Aboriginal people as well, and working towards that, and keep, you know, yelling these things louder and louder.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Meena. It was very insightful, this conversation, and I think a conversation that we really need to have.
Not a problem at all. Thanks for having me.
तो ये था एक साक्षात्कार मीना सिंह के साथ नेशनल रिकंसिलिएशन वीक पर. SBS हिंदी के लिए आपके लिए ये अंश प्रस्तुत किया इति दीवान ने.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं. Thank you.